St. Barnabas Broadcasting thanks you for listening to 97.7 The Rock Station.
Broadcasting from the Armstrong Studios. Armstrong. Armstrong.
It's a mass of raw energy.
Keeping you connected. This is WLER, Butler Cranberry, your rock station, 97.7. The Grassroots Show, Sunday nights at 7, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
Welcome into our Grassroots Show here tonight. Local music on The Rock Station, 97.7. Our show presented by Shady Lady Productions here on The Rock Station, 97.7. Streaming as well, 977rocks.com. And don't forget, usually by midday Mondays, shows are archived and up on the website, 977rocks.com, so you can play them back at your convenience. And Utah, here we are. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the month of August, the month that we all look forward to because it's Band Jam month.
Yeah, and it's already off to a big start because we just wrapped up the Moraine State Regatta today. Had a lot of great live music, great performers out there, and of course all the activities that they do. You had talked with Amanda Becker about that on last week's show, so yeah. Cool stuff.
Yeah, and just the different variety of fun that you can go have out there. They do a tremendous job with building that. And, of course, Shady Lady Productions bringing in some incredible wide variety of music to enjoy the entire weekend. I mean, such a beautiful location out there, Lake Arthur Moraine State Park. It's awesome that that event has just gotten bigger and bigger every year. So lots of fun.
I think it's Butler County's number one tourist destination, actually.
Yeah.
So
yeah. Second best is right across the highway
there. Yes, good point, Bob. I love where you're going with this.
And that's Cooper's Lake Campground, because the hub will be, by the end of the month, an opportunity for you to see lots of music, and not just 2 days like the regatta, 3 days of fun on Thursday, August 21st. The singer-songwriter in the round, presented by Ram Automotive, kicks things off for the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival.
Yeah, looking forward to that. And we've just added a couple new vendors, too. So joining Guitars for Vets and Cold Shot Leatherworks and Fostering Music, we have Creative Woodworks coming in from a Katanning, and makes all kinds of really cool, you know, stuff out of wood, I guess. And makes a lot of it geared towards bands, too, music-related stuff. So any artists that will be performing at this, you might, you know, talk to Amanda and see if she can make something cool for your band, because she's made some cool stuff for the Noble Hops. And then we got Mix Master Dirty Pop coming in from Mars. And I guess it's Dirty Pop. Yeah, but check it out. They'll be there.
Well, just come check it out.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and of course, the Butler Area Society of Home Brewers will be there for Saturday evening, benefiting Fostering Music. And usually there's some fun creations done just for Band Jam.
I was just hanging out with them up at Beers on the Bay in Erie, and actually got a little live video with them, and they are excited and can't wait for the Band Jam. They love doing it every year. I sure appreciate their participation in it, because, you know, they're flipping the cost for making all that beer for all of you to enjoy. And they love raising money for organizations, you know, local organizations. Yeah. And Fostering Music has been that organization the last few years, and just love the tie-in with all of it.
So that's always happening Saturday evening from 5 to 8 p.m. And we kind of surround a brief intermission on Saturday during the second day of the main event fun at the Band Jam, so that folks can go check that out and help support the cause.
I do that more for me, Bob. I'm like, I need a break, and the beer tent opens at 5. So stop everything. I'll be back in an hour.
That's right.
Actually, it's more for them old guys in Lamatt Productions, if you're listening, Lee.
Of course, Lamatt Productions back again with the sights and sounds. They do such a fantastic job each and every year. And, of course, the stage moving thanks to Diamond Joe's Pizza and Hoagies and Band Together Pittsburgh. We've got a fresh look coming to the Band Jam this year that you're going to want to check out, because it's going to be so conducive for everybody to come hang out together. Have plenty of space, put your easy up, or whatever you want to do. Bring your chair, wheel in your cooler. Big Rail Brewing is going to be there, too, so there'll be more beer in addition to the Bash tent that will happen Saturday night. But it's going to have a fun atmosphere this year for everybody to come check out.
Really looking forward to it. And Lee's pretty excited about the stage, new stage location as well. He's pumped about it. He's ready to light up the hillside there and make it sound good.
Yeah, they always do. And, of course, well-versed in that arena of producing sounds and sights are Lamatt Productions. So if they're excited, you should be excited.
And, of course, we will be announcing the winner of the Grassy Award at the Band Jam, because voting just finished 3 days ago.
That's right.
And you know who won. Yeah. I know who won. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Weber knows who won.
Yeah.
Megan knows who won.
That's it.
But that's it.
That's it.
And we will all be in confinement.
Yeah. That's right.
Until the band jam, so you're not going to get it out of us.
We're being sequestered.
Sequestered, yes, there you go.
Until Thursday, August 21st. And then it may or may not be presented then. It may or may not be presented Friday, but by before probably 11:30 Saturday on the 23rd, it will be.
Yeah, one of our singer-songwriters, Jordan McLaughlin, is in the running for that this year.
Yeah.
Will we be presenting our first Grassy at the Singer-Songwriter in the Round? That'd be pretty cool.
That would be pretty cool. I don't know. Or we could go into Friday. And, of course, the reigning Grassy Award winners will be handing over the crown. Well, they don't hand over everything. They get to keep their Grassy Award created by Linda Weber. But the reign will be over, but not before they're performing on that Friday night. And who knows? The Ragged Company, they're nominated. Could it go that night? Or does it carry over into Saturday? And one of the other acts that will be a part of the fun, past two-time Grassy Award winners, Anger the Ender, doing a one-off return performance. Out of retirement, they come to the band jam, they'll perform, and then they go back into retirement. But Jim Donovan and the Sun King Warriors wrap up that Saturday night. Will it be late Saturday night? Or will it just be an announcement? Because we'll have to go deliver it. Well, you better show up to find out.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. Speaking of delivering it, I ran into Juvenile Characteristics also on the Bay. Yeah, and that was the only one we ever had to go deliver. And exciting news here, by the way. They do have new music coming out, so we are going to have them on soon. And more exciting news, I already booked them for the band jam next year.
Oh, nice.
They'll be back.
Nice.
It's already done. Took care of it on a Saturday while we were drinking some brewskis.
Oh, nice.
It's done. Yeah. And big shout out to them also. They popped in at the Oasis and caught the last half of the Noble Hop set there on their way out of town. What a compliment that was, and what an honor it was to me personally for them to have taken that time to roll on in. So thank you guys.
Very cool. They tore it down, huh? Yeah. With the Noble Ops. Great song that they had was a past Grassy Award winner, Juvenile Characteristics. So it's all happening, and you can check out all the information you need, thebandjam.com. That's where you get your tickets, and you have an opportunity to get that locked down thanks to Big Rail Brewing, ticket sponsor this year, addition to being there. And, of course, we'll go through all of our sponsors coming up in our final segment tonight, because we've got a lot of folks to pat on the back that are helping to bring this event together for late August, August 21st through the 23rd at Cooper's Lake Campground, the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival. 17 and under, get in free. You can buy a day pass for $20, or you can buy the whole weekend for $30. If you want to camp, that is separate and payable through Cooper's Lake Campground, but you have to have the admission ticket in order to get on the grounds for the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival. And we've got another little festival. Maybe this will be your kind of warm-up. We've got two different opportunities for you. We're going to be visiting with some folks surrounding an event that is coming to the Bonnybrook on a Tuesday, the 12th of this month. And this is going to be a really amazing event, fundraiser for a couple of different opportunities. We'll get some insight into that. But also next Saturday, the Noble Hops are going to be a part, along with the Ragged Company, of the 7th Annual Music for the Cure. And this is at the Blueberry Hill Sessions, 124 Maple Road in Carson City. Fun day. Awesome facility. It's covered, so if there is that beautiful sunshine out there, you have a nice setting, because you're kind of built into a hillside. It's nice and cool and comfortable. You're going to see a lot of friends. There will be some great food. And, of course, they're raising money for a great cause as well, and lots of great music all that day.
Hands down, one of the best music festivals in the entire area. I mean, hats off to Steve and everybody who makes that happen. It's a fantastic setting. Yeah. I really recommend you go. And what a lineup. I mean, that lineup is just off the charts. Looking forward to it.
Noble Hops with the Ragged Company and special guests, the Shiners. We're going to hear some of them tonight, and the Noble Hops. Highway Moon, Black Ridge. You just saw them out at the fair.
And Moraine. Yeah, yesterday.
That in Regatta. And those guys and some other special performances as well. And there is some on-site camping if you'd like to stay for that. But they'll have everything else ready to go. You can Bring your own chairs, bring your own beverage. Check out their Facebook page. You can scan for tickets and come out and support the cause. And they've got some great sponsors that help put that together, included Bros of Super Red. They've been a key sponsor for all 7 years, Jimmy and the boys. And, of course, we love the connection here on the Grassroots Show to that. So check it out. That is next Saturday, August 9th.
And speaking of sponsors, I also ran into Jim up in Erie. He came out to the Oasis and caught Noble Hobbs playing there. Really greatly appreciated that as well. And, of course, he owns the Meat Locker recording studio, where three Grassy Awards have come out of that. Am I correct? Am I counting there?
Right. Yeah, I think you are. And there could be more.
There could be more.
And it could be this year's winner going there and recording a song that maybe
becomes
a Grassy, because Meat Locker Recording Studio, presenting this opening segment, is giving the award-winning act that you folks voted on an opportunity to get down to the Meat Locker Recording Studio, record with Jim, and have it fully produced, mixed, mastered, and released at the Meat Locker Recording Studio. So thank you, Jim, for that. It's very cool that Jim was able to. Man, we should have done the Grassroots Show. I should have went to Erie, you know? if I wasn't watching my kids' dogs.
Frank Russo popped in, too.
Oh, my goodness. People pay attention, don't they?
It's pretty cool.
Yeah, awesome stuff. Well, let's get into some music here. Let's rattle some bones tonight. What do you think?
Yeah, my apologies on this. I was supposed to throw this on 2 weeks ago, but we've had to shuffle shows and guests and all. I mean, this is that time of year.
Yeah.
Things just got a little crazy. But, Rattlebones dropped a brand new song called Driving All Night. And so we got to get this on for them. And will we be delivering the Grassy to them?
Yeah, with some silver bullets. I don't know.
We'll see.
Yeah, they were in the Grassy Noms, one of the 12, too. Well, let's follow the Rattlebones up with the Ragged Company, since we're talking about music for The Cure and the Band Jam. And, of course, we're going to play some Noble Hops and Shiners tonight, previewing a couple of events. But they're going to be at Music for The Cure, and they were a Grassy-nominated act. So let's dig out not the Grassy-nominated song, but one that was on the short list because it's so well-written. And that's Take What You Can by the Ragged Company, following the Rattlebones, as we've got the Grassroots Show underway here tonight on The Rock Station 97.7, presented by Shady Lady Productions.
Can't shake this feeling. found music and Jesus in the town I found weed. Just up the road is where I learned to read. Got my first job before I came of age. Washing dishes in a kitchen for minimum wage.
Yeah. The Meat Locker Recording Studio in Butler is the area's number one recording studio. When you work with the engineers at the Meat Locker, your next song, album, EP, or demo will be of the best quality anywhere. Use their great-sounding live room, vocal booth, and new 24x24 drum room. They'll mix it together with the industry-leading program Pro Tools. Plus, if you need musicians, they have the talent you need. The Meat Locker Recording Studio. With your talent, they'll make your music rock. Call 724-283-4529 or visit meatlockerrecording.com.
Broza's Superette is well known for having the freshest meats in town. Whether you're getting beef, pork, or chicken, or one of their famous ham loaves, try their kielbasa, smoked meats, homemade soups, sides, and a variety of ready-to-eat selections. There's no doubt you'll be back for more. Located at the corner of South Main and Rockenstein, Broza's Superette, high on the hill and right on the price.
The Grassroots Show, Sunday nights at 7, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
Back on The Grassroots Show here tonight on The Rock Station, 97.7. Our next segment brought to you by our friends at Cummings Candy and Coffee Service. And there are four locations to serve you. They've got the Main Street Hub for over a century in downtown Butler. And, of course, out Route 68, they're at Butler Hospital, they're at Route 8 South, and big things happening at the Route 8 South
location. I was going to say, that one, yeah, there's some news going on down there. So yeah, good stuff for Barry.
Some expanded opportunities for you, so great stuff going on. And so stop by and get your Main Street coffee or whatever you would like to partake in, and we appreciate them being a part of our Band Jam previews center stage every Friday morning with Jay Klein on the Rock Show Morning Show at around 7:40-ish. Or so tune in. We've got a few more of those to go, and then we'll be at the Band Jam. But before we even get to the Band Jam, Utah, we're going to head to the Monster Bike Night and Community Day at the Bonnybrook and hear some great local music, including your band, the Noble Hops. We want to welcome on board. We've got some gentlemen from the Bonnybrook and also Mile Monsters Incorporated who are helping to put this together. We want to welcome to the show the facilitator, Bo Bechtel, also Zach Dre and Rocky Schaefer joining us. Gentlemen, how are you tonight?
How's it going?
Hello.
Hey, doing good, sir. How are you?
We're doing quite fine. We're excited to talk a little bit about this big event that you have coming to the Bonnybrook, which is, of course, out in Herman, off Herman Road, Bonnybrook Road, and then Serene Lane. And you can stop by for some great eats and more, but you guys have been doing a lot of great stuff surrounding music and more, and you have a real special event, Zach, that's coming up on a Tuesday night here soon.
Yeah, Tuesday, August 12th. We're doing it on a Tuesday. It is August 12th. It's 4 to 10 p.m. It's going to be epic. We have Mile Monsters, Inc. Doing a Monster Bike Night Community Day at the Bonnybrook. We're going to have a ton of vendors here, alcohol vendors, food vendors, things for kids and family to do, fishing trails, bikes. There will be a $10 cover charge, and all proceeds for that cover charge will benefit Mile Monsters Inc. charities and local veterans. And we're going to party. We're going to have fun. It's going to be awesome. We're going to have bikes everywhere. We're going to have food trucks, vendors, and live bands. And again, I heard this Noble Hawks band is amazing that's coming out. We also got Rob Kellner coming out from the Shriners to sing for us as well. So come on out, August 12th, Tuesday, 4 to 10 p.m.
Sounds like a fun event. Yeah, the Noble Hops, they got a couple singles that have been doing some making some noise around the world. So.
And we like beer. I think I heard in there there'll be beer there.
Beer, yes, yeah.
Somebody. Yeah, we got Back Home Barbecue and Back Home Barbecue bringing some beer out from Mars, and we got Dr. Distillery coming out from Slippery Rock.
Yeah. Nice. All right. So this is going to be a great time, and yeah, I like the fact that it's on a Tuesday. Kind of get you through your work week and have a fun time at the same time. And of course, we are expecting awesome weather for the month of August now that the heat and humidity of July is gone, thankfully. So we'll dial up some great weather for you. But let's talk a little bit, Rocky, about Mile Monsters Incorporated and what your organization is all about. Tell us about that.
So Mile Monsters, we are a 501c3 nonprofit, and we are long distance charity endurance motorcycle riders, and we compete in some crazy challenges and events such as the Hokahe Motorcycle Challenge, for an example, and we do all this to raise awareness and some funds for the fight against Duchenne muscular dystrophy. So DMD is a very aggressive form of muscular dystrophy, which, you know, typically affects young boys, attacks their muscle groups, you know, takes their abilities to, you know, walk, climb stairs, run, you know, and it is 100% fatal. There's no cure for it. So currently we have 7 boys that we sponsor, and we do that in, you know, different ways, whether it's, you know, helping them with funds to get to treatments, or, you know, we've purchased some hero haulers, you know, handicap accessible transportation for their families for them. You know, basically we do for them whatever they need, you know, whether it's a van, whether it's some expense money for treatments, or just, you know, maybe they just need a new game console, or, you know, maybe they just need a biker in their corner to help them fight the fight.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, that is very cool. Where are you guys based out of?
So our corporate nonprofit is in Hillsborough, New Jersey, but we have riders all over the United States. We pretty much have riders, I believe, in all the states of the U.S. right now that help with this organization and the different things that we do. As an example, I just completed a 48-state, 10-day, 8,300-mile ride. You know, it was a fundraiser for the charity. And, you know, this particular fundraiser is going to assist one of our boys, Gavin, and his family in the purchase of a new handicap van.
So the different involvement statewide, I would imagine you have a number of different opportunities to help in those communities. And that's why you kind of travel nationwide.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, DMD is such a rare form of muscular dystrophy, and it's, you know, just, it needs brought to the forefront, just because, you know, there is so little known about it. And again, there's, you know, research and there's clinical trials, but, you know, the more we can bring this to the forefront and help these boys, you know, the better off everybody's going to be. And again, it's just about helping the kids be kids and live the best life that they can live.
Oh, that's fantastic. Zach, I'm curious now, how did this get all tied into our Butler community and, you know, it's being brought to the Bonnybrook?
Oh, Rocky comes to the Bonnybrook to eat. We got great food here, they say. And Rocky comes out. We know Rocky from the area. And we have the land, essentially. We have 17 acres here. You guys can check it all out when you come. We're going to have other vendors here. So it's going to be almost like, you know, a carnival out here, a little parade. It's not going to be all just stuck in the restaurants. It'll be fun. And we support our other local restaurants and businesses. So we're going to have food vendors, other people that will take care of you out here. Even if you don't get our food, you'll get fed and you'll get beer.
That's a good thing. Well, I'm curious if Rocky has tried the legendary wing that was a winner at the Wing Fest out at the Beacon recently, because I'm still, I'm still trying to recover from that.
I won't ever do it again in my life. Ever.
And that was the first Sunday in June, and I'm still trying to recover.
Never doing it. I won't even wash the dishes.
That's great stuff. Hey, we're talking to the guys about Monster Bike Night and Community Day coming to the Bonnybrook. It is on a Tuesday night, August 12th, 4 to 10 p.m. We're going to get into the nuts and bolts on how you can be a part of that and what else you will find there. But it's going to be a night for you to be a part of and help, say, maybe change somebody's life as well. But we're going to play a couple of tunes as we continue our conversation with Rocky, Zach, and Bo here tonight. We might as well dig into some of the gags that are going to be there, like the Noble Hops. And mentioning Mr. Rob Keller of the Shiners fame. So we'll do some Shiners and some Noble Hops here and get you a little set for that Tuesday night, August 12th on the Grassroots Show.
Sounds good to me, Bob.
Yeah.
I know these guys.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you might be recognizing some of these voices. It's The Rock Station, 97.7, and the Grassroots Show presented by Shady Lady Productions.
Strings. Pull the tune up tight and let this guitar ring. Playing the tips, food and beer. Can't remember how I got here. Gonna keep on playing, make it through another night. Well, alright. Seems so long since I left my home. Had hopes and dreams. Living life on the road.
from my ass just to make myself dine. Bright blue skies.
1, 2, 3. If you listen to me, I can tell you how easy it can be. For 5 cents, you can get your kids by living and loving and laughing and being free. It don't matter what your color, if you're rich or poor. The fire. Your kids,
get your kids,
living and loving
and laughing
and being free,
being free.
7, 8, 9,
mm-hmm.
It doesn't cost a dime to reach out your hand and try to be kind.
Try to be kind.
Cummings Candy and Coffee Shop offers a full-service coffee and tea bar, fresh-baked pastries, hand-dipped chocolates, homemade peanut brittle, store-roasted whole bean and ground coffee by the bag, and more. And their downtown Butler location has an old-fashioned soda fountain and serves delicious ice cream and milkshakes, too. So treat yourself and visit Cummings Candy and Coffee at one of their 4 convenient locations today.
Come on down to Cummings Candy and Coffee.
At Daily Tire, we know a thing or two about tires. Hi, this is Amanda. My dad has been helping people with their tire and automotive repair needs for over 25 years. We sell quality tires like Cooper, Mastercraft, Goodyear, and Michelin, just to name a few. And with over 40 tire brands available, we have something to suit everyone's budget. Stop in and see us at Daily Tire on West Sunbury Road in Boyers, or call 735-5183 and tell them Amanda sent you.
Music scene artists, venues, fans, and more. This is Utah here, and I want to tell you about a great one-stop resource for all your local music needs, buildthescene.com. Created and operated by longtime local music scene contributor Bill Damiano. From websites to podcasts, graphic design and photography, and electronic press kits, Build the Scene can help get you the attention you need. A comprehensive musician and venue directory, as well as online radio streaming, helps even the casual fan learn about new music and venues in our area. Build the Scene is just about that, building the scene, and what a scene we have. Visit www.buildthescene.com for more information.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
We're glad you've tuned into our local music show here tonight. We call it Grassroots, and we're here every Sunday night at 7 o'clock on The Rock Station, 97.7, presented by Shady Lady Productions. And we want to give a big shout out to our friends at Bros' Superette, high on the hill and right on the price at the corner of South Main and Rockenstein Avenue, overlooking the city of Butler. We call it grilling season. August, you know, the dog days are here, so go up and grab some dogs, or maybe some beef to put on the grill, or whatever you might be able to find, because there's always something unique and fun at Brosa Superette.
I think they call it the dog days, though, because of the heat and the humidity, right? And I hope we're past that part of it, okay?
We've already spent our time
doing that. I was going to say, yeah.
We got it out of the way early. It's time for comfort.
I hope so. I'm looking forward to a nice pre-fall-like band jam, if you know what I'm talking about.
That's exactly right. We want nice and sunny and maybe 78, or as Joe Nichols once said, sunny and 75. But how about that for the entire month? Because there's a lot of events going on in addition to the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival. You got Music for the Cure coming up next weekend. And, well, coming up on August 12th, you don't want to miss out, a Tuesday night fun, Monster Bike Night and Community Day at the Bonnybrook. And we are visiting with some folks from the Bonnybrook and also from Mile Monsters Incorporated, who are joining together for this marquee event that is going to feature a whole bunch of fun and also help out some local folks in our community, as we found out here tonight. Again, this will be from 4 to 10, Tuesday, August 12th. And, Zach, let's go through some of the details of what you're going to find when folks come out. Now, we have just sampled the Shiners and the Noble Hops. Rob Keller, who is one of the front men of the Shiners and is very connected to motorcycling, as we know, and have had Rob on the show about. And, of course, followed him on the trail of the Hokahay. In fact, we even went up.
You and I went up and met him as he came in up there in Irving, New York on the one ride. Yeah,
that's right. Many moons ago now. Man, time flies.
Yeah, room 215.
That's right. That's a whole nother show. But tell us what else you're going to be finding, because you're going to have food and then in addition to the music, some vendors. I guess there's going to be a whole bunch of things you can find.
Yeah, we're going to have vendors out here. We're still open to vendors coming. If anybody is interested, call the Bonnybrook, see us at the Bonnybrook. But we have some that have already donated, some that will be there. We're going to have side-by-side innovations there. They're bringing their side-by-side adaptive vehicles, essentially wheelchair adaptive side-by-side vehicles. They're going to be doing demos here. We have Fresh Rentals. They are donating jump houses and kids games for all the kids to play on. We also have a playground here for the kids. We have a couple of the ladies in town bringing their businesses out here. We got Live Edge Inspirations. We got Butler Boutique. We got Farmhouse Fancies raffling off a gift card. We do ask, and you can do these activities here, but you're going to need to bring fishing or bikes if you want to bring your bike or bring your fishing rods. We do have access to the trail here, the Freeport Butler Trail. You can get right on it from the parking lot here. And you can fish in our ponds. And if you want to sit, you might want to bring an extra chair. I don't know how many chairs we have, but bring an extra chair. Aside from that, we will have everything for you, from food to beer. We already went over the beer vendors, Backbone Barbecue and Dr. Distillery, and the bands as well. And again, we'll see what other vendors show up. We're going to have some surprises for you when the day comes. And we're having that $10 cover charge. Now, that $10 cover charge goes to the Mile Monsters, Inc. Charities, but we're also doing a veterans charity, and we're doing Butler County Veterans in Need Fund. It's a local veteran fund here in Butler County, and we're doing a silent raffle for that as well. So we're going to try to raise as much money as we can for both charities.
So you'll have that going on during the event itself?
Yes.
Okay. So bring some extra cash, support that. Of course, we know the Butler County Veterans in Need so very well. They'll be part of our band jam as well. And, of course, Roy and his entire crew just do so many great things and so very active in the community. And they're doing a raffle of their own where they're doing those electric bikes.
Yeah, the e-bikes. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, and we utilize them for our big concerts at the fair every year as well. So get a crew every year out there, and they come out and hump equipment and do the stage and bust their butts off. It's a good thing.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay. We'll also be doing a blessing of the bike as well. That'll be taking place here. We don't have a time exactly yet. We'll be announcing that, but we have Pastor Rich Wilson coming out to bless the bikes for us.
Good old Rich. All right. Yeah, I have connections to him in the month of December for something, but no, we'll get into that later. But anyway, tell us about bringing the bikes. So everybody welcome to come out and ride your bikes, right?
Absolutely. If you don't have a bike, you can drive out. That's not a problem, and enjoy it as well. But it will be a bike night, to expect a lot of bikes. Be careful pulling in, but feel free to bring your car. That's not a problem.
Yeah, yeah. Anybody can show up, but if you have a bike, they'd love to be a part of this because they're looking for big things. I mean, when you call it a monster bike night, you know, it's got to have some involvement. So ride the cycles out and know that you're going to have a great evening, but also helping benefit Mile Monsters and what they do. Rocky, tell us a little bit about where we can find more information. If somebody out there listening wants to find out about Mile Monsters and how they can help inspire, where do you have a website and such?
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. So, yeah, so we're obviously on Facebook under Mile Monsters, Inc. And we also have a website that showcases all of our events and happenings with the group. And it's at www.milemonstersinc.com. And you can find out information about all the current fundraisers. You can find out about the boys we support. Yeah, it's probably good to mention too that this Monster Bike Night, this is actually a theme for our group. We're doing these bike nights all across the country that week in different locations. So, you know, it's an attempt to have like the world's largest bike night, for lack of a better way to put that. You know, we have locations in Mississippi, in Minnesota, in Virginia, Texas, just to name a few, that are also hosting bike nights during, you know, during this week, all with the same goal to raise money and awareness for Duchenne muscular dystrophy and, you know, to help pay for this, this hero hauler van for our boy Gavin. So.
That is a significant, significant contribution to our world. That is just awesome to hear.
Amazing.
Yeah, so well, we salute you guys for bringing this right here to our backyard as well. The Monster Bike Night and Community Day at the Bonnybrook, a $10 cover, and that goes right into what we're mentioning here tonight, the help and the cause, and of course the side silent raffle that will benefit Butler County veterans in need. And again, this all happens 4 to 10 Tuesday, August 12th at the Bonnybrook. And guys, you have such an awesome location out there. And I mean, we're kind of, you know, teasing our band jam where we invite everybody out and, you know, the kids get to come out and have some fun and do some fishing and ride their bikes. And literally, you're going to be able to do that on this Tuesday night at the Bonnybrook.
Yeah, you can come here anytime and do that, honestly. It's always open for you guys. Even when we're closed, you can come and do that here. So.
Well, it's great to have that setting out there. You have such a beautiful location.
Thank you for your support. We appreciate your help with this Monster Bike Night.
Do you guys you guys have a Facebook page or whatever for information on this, or if they're a vendor out there, can they give you a call or just stop by?
Yeah, we have a Facebook page, obviously, the Bonnybrook. You can check it out on Facebook. We also have a Bonnybrook events page that you can check out, you can like and follow as well. It's where we put all our events out. And yeah, you can contact us on Facebook. You can call the restaurant. You can ask for Bo, and he'll facilitate whatever you need. If a vendor wants to jump in on the situation, we got you covered.
Great stuff. Again, we invite everybody to come out. Don't have to have a bike, but if you have a bicycle or a car to get there or a motorcycle, everybody's invited to the Monster Bike Night and Community Day at the Bonnybrook. Again, Tuesday, August 12th from 4 to 10 p.m. $10 cover charge to get you in. But again, the proceeds are going to benefit Mile Monsters, local veterans, and others with disabilities. And you have a premier event happening on a Tuesday night. So let's get out and support the cause. Guys, we appreciate the visit here tonight. We're going to do a couple more tunes from the Shiners and the Noble Hops. But Bo Bechtel, Zach Dre, Rocky Schaefer, we appreciate your information here tonight.
Appreciate you.
Thank you. Yep, thank you for your time. Appreciate your help in the event and get the word out.
Yep, we'll see you on Tuesday. And I think we're going to have a little bit of a tie-in to your new neighbor also here with one of these song plays we're going to do, because the Leaning Studio of Green is pretty much moving in behind you guys. Ooh. So a little tie-in there. And this Noble Hop song we're going to play called Me For Me was recorded at the Leaning Studio of Green and mixed by, mastered by your new neighbor.
Ah.
Or engineered by your new neighbor.
Yeah. Well, a little breaking news there for you, too. So,
I did not know that.
Here we are on the Grassroots Show on The Rock Station 97.7, presented by Shady Lady Productions. It's Me For Me from the Noble Hops.
Sitting in the dark, just playing my guitar. Wondering how long I how long and how far. This life will take me until the bitter end. And when that time comes, will I still call you a friend? Well, I'm just a man who at times is cut and ran. But there have been times when I also took a stand. Ain't looking for a stuck here in my past.
Yeah.
Broz's Superette is well known for having the freshest meats in town. Whether you're getting beef, pork, or chicken, or one of their famous ham loaves, try their kielbasa, smoked meats, homemade soups, sides, and a variety of ready-to-eat selections. There's no doubt you'll be back for more. Located at the corner of South Main and Rockenstein, Broz's Superette, high on the hill and right on the price.
Cummings Candy and Coffee Shop offers a full-service coffee and tea bar, fresh-baked pastries, hand-dipped chocolates, homemade peanut brittle, store-roasted whole bean and ground coffee by the bag, and more. And their downtown Butler location has an old-fashioned soda fountain and serves delicious ice cream and milkshakes, too. So treat yourself and visit Cummings Candy and Coffee at one of their four convenient locations today.
Come on down to Cummings Candy and Coffee.
Time now for the Grassroots Concert Calendar on the Rock Station 97.7.
On the General Concert Calendar, the 7th Annual Music for the Cure arrives next Saturday, August 9th, to 124 Maple Road in Carn City. That's the site of the beautiful sessions at Blueberry Hill. Great music for a great cause in the fight against cancer. We'll feature music from the Noble Hoffs, the Ragged Company, special guests the Shiners, Highway Moon, Black Ridge and Those Guys, with special acoustic performances by Moose and Dead Flowers. Check out their Facebook page for ticket information and be there. It's a BYOB event with food vendors available Saturday, August 9th. Music for the Cure, the 7th annual. Quality Life Services continues their summer concerts in August in Chicora on Thursday, August 28th, with the Let Freedom Ring Tour in honor of Corey Comparator and live music by Gary Burke III from 6 to 9 p.m. They're free on the lawn, so bring a chair to 160 Medical Center Road in Chicora, Quality Life Services. 2B's acoustic schedule this week features a visit to the Seven Fields Food Truck Night Wednesday, August 6th from 5 to 8 p.m. at the Borough of Seven Fields. And on Friday, August 8th, they hit Dough Daddy Brewery and Tap Room in Gibsonia from 7 to 10. On the Shady Lady concert calendar, don't miss out on the Shady Lady Studio Productions and Records 20th Anniversary Celebration. Full details soon to be announced, coming September 20th. Circle your calendar. And don't miss out on the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival, August 21st through the 23rd at beautiful Cooper's Lake Campground. It's 3 days of music entertainment with camping available. Check out all the information you need at thebandjam.com.
At Daily Tire, we know a thing or two about tires. Hi, this is Amanda. My dad has been helping people with their tire and automotive repair needs for over 25 years. We sell quality tires like Cooper, Mastercraft, Goodyear, and Michelin, just to name a few. And with over 40 tire brands available, we have something to suit everyone's budget. Stop in and see us at Daily Tire on West Sunbury Road in Boyers, or call 735-5183 and tell them Amanda sent you.
Music scene artists, venues, fans, and more. This is Utah here, and I want to tell you about a great one-stop resource for all your local music needs. BuildTheScene.com, created and operated by longtime local music scene contributor Bill Damiano. From websites to podcasts, graphic design and photography, and electronic press kits, Build the Scene can help get you the attention you need. A comprehensive musician and venue directory, as well as online radio streaming, helps even the casual fan learn about new music and venues in our area. Build the Scene is just about that, building the scene, and what a scene we have. Visit www.buildthescene.com for more information.
The Meat Locker Recording Studio in Butler is the area's number one recording studio. When you work with the engineers at the Meat Locker, your next song, album, EP, or demo will be of the best quality anywhere. Use their great-sounding live room, vocal booth, and new 24x24 drum room. They'll mix it together with the industry-leading program Pro Tools. Plus, if you need musicians, they have the talent you need. The Meat Locker Recording Studio. With your talent, they'll make your music rock. Call 724-283-4529 or visit meatlockerrecording.com. We're back on our final segment here already tonight. Opening show of August. Grassroots Show presented by Shady Lady Productions. Big thanks to Daily Tire and Auto, Route 308 in Boyers. You listen to Amanda. To what she says, she gives you good advice. Head up and see the folks at Daily Tire and Auto. Also, Mr. Bill Damiano and Build the Scene, part of our show sponsorship. And, of course, he is part of the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival this year, August 21st through the 23rd, Cooper's Lake Campground.
Yeah, and it was pretty cool. I got to do three questions in a song with him, and the episode was episode 1, 2, 3, and we featured Life by the Number. So, I get to, I was guest 666 on the on the PA Rock Show. So I grabbed that one a long time ago, and then got that in there. So yeah, always playing them numbers.
I like it. And my opening song last week on the Rock Fabric was 1, 2, 3, 4. By rail. So it was all about numbers.
Yeah.
But I watched that show. You did a great job. Bill does such a fantastic job with that and opening the forum up to local musicians the way he does. And he's been doing it a lot longer than us.
So yeah.
Kudos, Bill. Appreciate you. Well, we talked about Diamond Joe's Pizza and Hoagies and Band Together Pittsburgh presenting the stage and the new look stage for the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival. Yeah, if you're just tuning in and not realizing, there will be a new location, not far from the old location, but a much more wide open opportunity area for everybody to come in and hang out together and enjoy the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival, because we kind of grew over the top of the hill. And we'll have a great area for you to come out and check out the Band Jam this year with the stage set up.
And people are asking, and if you go to cooperslake.com, which you have to go there to make your camping reservations anyway, because that's handled separately, but they do have a map, online map there, and you can look at that, and it's the area called Runestone. That's where the stage is going. So, and okay, be a beautiful view of the lake behind us, behind the stage, and it's just going to be, looking forward to it.
Yeah.
I really am.
And, you know, from that angle, at night, usually there's a moon reflection on that lake, depending on where the moon is in perspective to that particular time. And we'll have just finished the Perseid meteor shower, but there will be a meteor shower of a Big M hanging over from your local McDonald's restaurants, who have been a presenting sponsor for many years and were part of our ticket drop this year, or are, because there's one more coming in the month of August. So keep an ear out, and if you kind of put 1, 2, 3 together, there are three local McDonald's restaurants in the Butler area. And so far, there has been a ticket drop at the Clearview Mall location. Then there was another one in July at the Greater Butler Mart location. And now in the month of August, I guess you're going to head out Newcastle Road and get ready for a ticket drop. So stay tuned for that. But you'll see that Big M arch hanging over and looking on the lake. But also a big shout out to Cummings Candy and Coffee Shop, who are presenting our center stage previews on Friday mornings in Utah. We've got just an incredible list of participating sponsors again this year.
That's amazing.
And some new people as well to be a part of our event. Welcome to Bonus Accounting, who will have also representation out there. If you need to talk a little bit about your taxes or preparations financially, they're going to be there. KEI Dumpster Rental. See a lot of the KEIs all over town, people cleaning stuff up and doing some work, renovations. Call them up. Quality Life Services, where the Noble Hops just performed at one of the locations in Chicora last week.
Yeah, fun time.
Yeah, and they do. They still have a few more of those coming up, including a big bash in September. Liberty Corner Tavern, where they have a bash every Thursday, because, well, you're usually thirsty on a Thursday, and some local music connections there in Freeport.
Yeah, I appreciate their support greatly. And every first and third Thursday of the month, you can go down there and catch some amazing acoustic talent.
Also, Scarfire Media, thanks to Megan Pennington being involved. She'll be at the Band Jam. You could come out and talk to her about Scarfire Media and what they do to support local music, like Build the Scene and music from the 412. Jazz's Rockin' Road Show. We might have seen Utah in there once or twice, huh?
I think I'm leading the pack in guest appearances so far. So, and I was invited to go on the Yukon trip with them. They just got back from the Yukon, but I just couldn't make that happen. But it looks like it was fun, and that'll be an episode you'll have to watch for.
So you're the Pat Gallagher of that show.
I'm becoming that way, yeah. And Jazz has a new YouTube channel now, so he's putting all them shows up on YouTube. Make sure you check it out.
Nice. Also, Drusky Entertainment have been part of the Band Jam from year number one. And, of course, somebody we just talked about with the guys from the Bonnybrook and the big event coming up on Tuesday, August 12th, Veterans in Need, Butler County, helping to be a part of our sponsorship this year for the Band Jam. Check out the information, thebandjam.com. You can get your tickets, buy a day pass or a weekend pass, see the acts. All of the lineup is set. the Thursday night singer-songwriter in the round. That's just a rotation of five musicians who will present their tunes. Thanks to Ram Automotive, it is free of charge. Come out 7 o'clock, Cooper's Lake, Thursday, August 21st. And then the main event kicks off Friday night at 5, and then all day Saturday. And, of course, you can see that lineup where everybody will be playing. So you might make your plans or just come out and hang out with us for the weekend. 17 and under get in free. TheBandJam.com.
And I saw somebody post on our Facebook page asking about if the event is pet friendly. And yes, you can bring a dog. You just got to keep it leashed and you got to take care of it and, you know, be responsible with it. But dogs are welcome. In fact, Weber put together a really cool reel that is available on our page that dog kind of explains that to you.
So check out all the information you need right there. And make sure you're there August 21st through the 23rd. We'll be announcing the Grassy Award-winning act. Whether they're there at Band Jam or not, well, you got to show up and find out. But it'll be worth your trek. Looking forward to it. Let's get into a couple of tunes before we wrap things up here tonight, Utah.
Yep, and I'm going to throw on some Juvenile Characteristics. And again, appreciated seeing those guys and talking to them. And I'm going to throw on Settle Down Like Feathers. I really dig that tune.
Let's do that. Well, and you know what? We're going to play one of the past Grassy Award-winning acts, but something new from them because they just released new material. Let's do Dinner Bell Road's Gone to wrap up the show. How's that?
That sounds great.
All right. And we'll do it again next Sunday night. And you're definitely going to want to tune in next Sunday night because that will be the first of three consecutive episodes getting you ready for the Band Jam. We will play every act that's going to be there starting next Sunday night at 7 o'clock. Can you believe it? Band Jam preview time.
That's that close.
It's that close.
I'll tell you what, got to jump on the permits this year, and things are moving along. So I'm a little bit ahead of the game this year. I don't know how, but I am.
Well, it's because you started working on it last August 26th, I think, or 7th, or whatever date it was. So great work, Utah. And a great lineup. Be there, thebandjam.com, and we'll talk to you next Sunday night to preview the Band Jam right here on The Grassroots Show, presented by Shady Lady Productions every Sunday night on The Rock Station 97.7.
lipstick and mini skirt. Well, I seen you around. Well, all I wanted from you was a few minutes in my truck. But you thought it was more. Bitch, I'm sorry for your love. You look, true colors shining through. So get back in your trailer, take your ass to the bar. Some suckers down there waiting. Go in and show them who you are. Ain't no woman like you gonna drag me down. Got too much going on, too big for this town. Ain't no room for you on this road I'm on. Yeah, the last thing that you'll hear from me is I'm gone. I'm gone like the wind. So take a look at this face, you won't see it again. Well, I'm gone. I'm never looking back. Yeah, the last thing that you'll hear from me is I'm
Oh, didn't anybody
station, 97.7.